What the fuck, man? It must be Dis Wednesday. Did you guys fucking plan that? Because I got a video from you. Looks like you're getting cummed on. And then I get a mem from Spidey about shitting in the bathtub. Man, I didn't even wake up early. I'm still tired. It's late. I'm running late. I'm trying to enjoy my Costa Rican coffee. The fuck wrong with you? God damn. You crazy fuckers. Must be Dis Wednesday. All right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know what day it is, podcast universe. It's Wednesday. The day of the Odin. The day of Odin's son, Dr. Notorious, coming down from Valhalla, riding the Rainbow Bridge up your asses on Wednesday. Dis day. So you know what it is, people. You call in, you diss. You can diss something, you can diss someone, you can diss other podcasters, you can diss formats, you can diss Anchor itself. You can diss me. I got a thick skin. But I'm gonna diss you back, and if you can dish it out, you'd better be able to take it. 'Cause Dr. Notorious 3.0 is here. Let's try to keep it moderately civil. I don't want anyone getting too toasty, but good clean fun. Like Mr. Turetsky. I don't know what you were doing this morning, man, but or last night when I woke up trying to enjoy my coffee. Man sent me some weird ass video. Looks like he's getting sprayed in a porno. And yeah. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I don't know if he posts that stuff somewhere, but look him up. That shit's weird. And Spidey Hex sent me some weird meme about farting in the bathtub, turning into shit, and ruining your bath. I don't know if that's personal experience or what, man, but man, I woke up trying to enjoy some fine coffee from Costa Rica. Getting memes about shitting in the bathtub, and guys getting sprayed with jizz or something. Man. Dis Wednesday. Dis Wednesday. Oh yeah. Can you feel it? I can feel it. It's gonna be an interesting day. Alright, Podcast Universe, Dr. Notorious. In your brain canal on Dis Wednesday. Oh yeah. We're rocking the Dipset this morning. Dis goes out to Spirit Airlines today. Why? Because I traveled on you. And you suck. I know you say you're cheap. And you're cheap for a reason. But if you're going to delay people 2 hours in the heat and work on the air conditioning system, you let them off the plane immediately. And not when shit is closed. Oh my God, hand out some water. If you don't have it on the plane, go get it. You had sick people, you had children, you did nothing. You suck. That is just horrible, horrible, horrible business. Horrible business. You're dissed by Dr. Notorious. And not only that, but unsafe business practices. And I don't care what you say. It might have been 20 minutes, it might have been 30 minutes, according to your logs, but we sat there for 2 hours. In the heat. Uncomfortable. You're dissed. Spirit Airlines. Everyone out there, don't use it.
Oh, doctor, 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 I appreciate you so much. I am sorry that I have not been around to communicate in what feels like quite a long time. This whole past last week, I was out on the West Coast cruising coast to coast. First off, it was just crazy, incredible. But anyways, I'm back and live in full effect. You already know what it is. We be on the anchor dial. I will be participating tomorrow in Dis Day, Wednesday, Wednesday, Dis Day, as you already know. We just getting it in. I'm getting back to the grind, baby. Back and better than ever. I hope you are having a beautiful week so far and a phenomenal Tuesday. You already know how we do it, Doctor. Bang, bang, one love.
We sail across the river of the dead. We come for you. Now is the hour of your dread. Our magic is mighty.
Come forth. Arise on come the day forth. Of Odin. Wednesday's day.
Rudolph!
I call upon the spirit of the sky.
The dragons!
Earth Mother, give us your strength.
Summon her strength!
Give us your light!
Give us your power!
What's up, Podcast Universe? How's my diplomats? My crew, new listeners, thank you. And hey, thank you to people out there in the tweeting Twitterverse, the Mary Pod people, the podcasters out there doing the legwork now for each other. Hey, thanks for the invite and bringing me along and the tweets and the retweets and the talking and the advice. Cool. Thanks, guys. And thanks still to my continued homies, Spidey Heck, Mr. Turetsky, Matty Moe, Danny and Alan. You know, where are you guys at? I haven't heard from you guys in a while. No Collins. Well, since I went on vacation. Anyways, yeah. Hope everyone's doing well in the podcast universe. Dr. Notorious is still here, hanging out. Waiting for the disses to come in. Thinking. Thinking too hard, really. About just, you know, I get socially conscious about the violence, man. And just the way people are kind of pushing each other away when we should be coming together more. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you think or what you voted, and really at the end of the day, like what your religion is, you know? If your religion says exclude people, just, you know, maybe you should exclude that part of your religion. It's not right. You know? I mean, look around. Life works better when we work together, you know? Learn that in the jungle. You know? Symbiosis. There's going to be competition for space, but you can't use violence, you know. Instead, we need to engineer and work together, because that's the one thing humans can do is use their brains, you know. People are always like, you know, well, you know, finite resources, there's always going to be competition, but you know what? Human beings can grow beyond that. I think we can evolve beyond that and work together. And build, you know, a great future. But we gotta stop hating on each other. We gotta just be accepting, you know? We gotta live and let live. Cause it ain't gonna work hating on each other. Not getting along. You know? Why? Because where someone's past person grew up, you know? It's like the, you know, the whole wasp Mayflower thing, and, you know, why? I mean, it's cool. I mean, I think I could be a son of the revolution or whatever, and my wife definitely could be a daughter of the revolution with the stuff we have on Ancestry. So, but, you know, am I going to say that makes me more of an American than someone who is just naturalized today? No, that person naturalized today is just as much an American and has all the rights and everything just like me. And that's what America is, people. And even the people that sneak in here, you know, if they're working and doing stuff, you know, and people really aren't sneaking in here the way they make it look like. It's the numbers are actually lower and lower and lower every year. And it's not because of a wall or Donald Trump or anything. It's because the way most illegal immigrants are here is they come in on either a travel visa or a student visa, and then they just don't go back. And for the most part, there's not a whole lot of going out and getting them. You get a bunch of letters, you get a lawyer, you petition, you know. That's how it works. And sometimes you get to stay, and sometimes you don't. But, it's just crazy. So, yeah, getting heavy on this Wednesday afternoon. Don't know if I'll put this one up. Yeah, I probably will. Just if anyone's listening, see what their thoughts are. And yeah, if anyone wants to talk about it, let me know. We'll set something up.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.